Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. This morning, lots to look at. We're inheriting some pretty positive gains on Wall Street, but this morning it's all about the anniversary of Hong Kong being handed over from the British to China, the 23rd anniversary. Earlier at 8 o'clock, we saw the flag-raising ceremony, and of course, that was held at the Golden Bohemia Square. There were 4,000 Hong Kong police there on standby. This new national security law is of concern.
Yeah, so 23 years since 1997, Hong Kongers today have to adjust to a new normal. And we are talking about that new controversial security law, which pretty much is giving China broad sweeping powers and it is able to interpret and execute the law as it wishes. So pretty much if you damage public transport facilities, you can even be charged for terrorism. So that's the extent of its powers. To help us get a bigger picture, we've got Manpreet Gill. He is the head of FICC investment strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Manpreet.
Hi, morning.
Hey, Manpreet. Help us walk through what your thoughts are on the significance of this new security law in Hong Kong, especially when we think about how it might impact markets.
Well, when we look from a narrow market perspective, look, it's just one step along what has been a continuous build-up in geopolitical tensions, you know, whether that's just between the U.S. and China or tension in other ways more broadly. And that's been a theme that's, you know, been one of our broad themes now for more than a couple of years. We're moving from a world that was far more unipolar, where geopolitics was not a focus to investors, to one where, you know, investors do need to, you know, pay a lot of attention to what's going on. But at the end of the day, look, there are a lot of sort of positives for markets, and it's important to sort of balance that with the fact that we know from recent history, as well as from the markets going back much further, that geopolitics can create short-term volatility for markets. But at the end of the day, financial markets, you know, equities ultimately care about, you know, the future evolution of earnings, and corporate bonds ultimately care about the ability to pay back. So I think how that balance plays out is how we do sort of ongoing geopolitical risks, you know, in context markets.
Yeah, talking about risks, Manpreet, a couple of things we are looking out ahead to the in the run-up to the U.S. election. We are looking out for things like geopolitics. What else is on your radar, especially when you think about how a potential pullback might happen after such a strong run-up?
Well, actually, you know, the two we're sort of most focused on from a risk perspective is, you know, geopolitics, as we discussed, because it's potential to cause short-term volatility, and, you know, what's going on with COVID, whether we're going to get, you know, resurgent waves, whether it's, you know, call it a second wave or sort of more waves. So I think those two we're most focused on as offering the biggest potential to cause, you know, pullback or even a turnaround if things reverse on the virus front. But then, actually, less so on the U.S. election. I mean, we go back, you know, the past, actually, more than 50 years. I mean, U.S. elections have a history of causing very short-term volatility around election periods. Mm-hmm. Actually, of course, that impact is not so clear-cut. I mean, I think today, the risk of from U.S. elections, and more so in the way that it might manifest itself in U.S.-China tensions, more so than anything domestic from a market point of view.
Now, Manpreet, if you look at Wall Street in the past quarter, it actually had its strongest quarter in over 20 years. And we saw, I think, central banks and low interest rates having a huge role to play. Manpreet, do you think, you know, the stimulus and liquidity effect is going to continue into the second half of 2020?
Absolutely. And I think that's quite an important factor because it's easy to get carried away with some of the risks. There's some pretty big ones out there. But let's not forget that, you know, because of stimulus, because of low bond yields, and because, you know, earnings are showing signs of recovery, the path of least resistance for markets, you know, still seems to be to the upside. And for us, what's most important is, you know, maybe two factors. If we take an equity market perspective, first is that, you know, there are signs that earnings expectations, which were hit quite hard, those are beginning to bottom. And that's usually when you see markets, you know, already start to enter a strong recovery phase. And second is low bond yields. When you talk about stimulus, you know, one part of it is sort of stimulating demand or helping it keep up, but the other side is capping bond yields. And from a market perspective, that's actually quite powerful because it ends up making, you know, both equity and corporate markets look very, very inexpensive.
Yeah, the next earnings season could be an interesting catalyst for markets. Manpreet, just to wrap things up, for an investor who has been waiting on the sidelines, perhaps with cash, thinking, you know, is this the time to go in? is this the time to, you know, buy on the dips, and what sectors would you be looking at right now?
Well, there's never going to be a good or bad time to go. I think the most important lesson to this entire cycle is that the most important thing is to get and stay invested and make adjustment to strategy thereafter. So, you know, whether it's a more disciplined approach, you know, different strategies might work for different investors. Even a simple sort of, you know, disciplined process of averaging in, buy on dips, of course, works well. But that has proven itself to be, you know, quite an effective strategy. And that's what we think still makes sense, especially Baxter and the risk. So for us, it's about equity and corporate credit. Actually, credit we think could end up doing slightly better than equities in the second half of the year. But from an equity sector perspective, we think it's still about, you know, some of the pro-cyclical sectors like technology and to some extent healthcare, which benefits from low bond yields in the US. So, you know, to us, it's about, you know, markets being very much in a recovery phase unless, you know, outside events become big enough to derail that.
Yeah, healthcare stocks really in vogue this season. Manpreet Gill, head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Manpreet, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great week ahead.
Thanks, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.